Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A lucrative gender mutilation business is growing at taxpayer expense. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, I have to admit, Matt, this whole subject makes my stomach turn because I just feel for what's happening to these innocent children that are being pushed down this assembly line, so to speak, and this medical, and I use that word lightly, medical industry that is making so much money. In fact, according to a recent report from the American Principles Project, this gender mutilation surgery, that's what we call it, the market was worth $4.12 billion, that's billion with a B, in 2022, and it's projected to grow annually by 8.4% through 2030. This is horrendous.
So that is nearly 4 years ago, and it is much higher than that. Now, I don't know what the number is because the numbers are not
billions of dollars they're making off these kids.
$4+ billion in 1 year.
Now, it's bad enough abortion is a billion-dollar industry, but now they've found a new way to make money and to mutilate children.
So this is projected to grow by the American Principles Project, as you mentioned, 8.4% through 2030. In other words, every year it's going to grow. Unlike abortion, where federal funding is largely restricted by the Hyde Amendment, at least direct federal funding, there's another issue about groups like Planned Parenthood getting Medicaid funding for other things that helps prop up their abortion business, but that's a different issue for a different time. There is no such prohibition on Medicaid and Medicare taxpayer dollars reimbursing the staggering cost for these so-called gender interventions. The American Principles Project estimated that the total cost of full, quote, gender mutilation procedures to be anywhere from $87,000 to $410,000 for males and $66,000 to $605,000 for females. That is unbelievable because what it does is it creates lifetime patients.
Right. They're coming back for these hormones for their lifetime.
So if you're taking puberty blockers, obviously those would terminate once you're past puberty. But the opposite sex hormones will be lifetime. So you'll have to take those opposite sex hormones for the rest of your life, constantly altering your hormone makeup, and then the surgeries, which we'll go through some of these. Mm. Some of these are just so despicable. The surgeries, you have multiple surgeries to go through, and then there's multiple complications.
But you know, you're a lifetime patient with the hormones and whatnot. But on the other hand, like, let's take Chloe Cole, for example. She had the surgery. She had the mastectomy and everything. But once you have that and you start having the complications, it's crickets. They're not there to help you.
Chloe Cole actually was testifying before a congressional committee. She had a total mastectomy, double mastectomy, when she was a teenager. And she was testifying that she has residual complications from that. And then she still has oozing that
right.
takes place. And so she has to get medical treatment. But some of the other treatment, I don't even want to describe some of the other treatment because it's just unbelievable that they would even consider doing this from a medical standpoint, results in significant complications that result in significant other medical interventions that are necessary because of the unnatural kind of surgical
right.
interventions that these particular doctors and healthcare providers are doing.
I mean, when you deny how God made you and then you try to alter that, trying to conform to your mental confusion, there are tremendous problems.
So there's a list that the American Principles Project actually lists. I won't go through all of them, but just as an example, phalloplasty. creating false organs. Can be $20,000 to $150,000. And then that doesn't even count the complications that happen from that. Facial feminization surgery, $20,000 to $50,000 plus. A mastectomy, $15,000 to $50,000 plus. Vaginoplasty, creating again a fake organ, $15,000 to $50,000. Hysterectomy can be $9,000 to $22,000 plus dollars. Augmentation mammoplasty, up to $12,000. Chest masculization surgery. This is just gross test.
I know. Stuff,
up to $10,000. Voice feminization surgery. Now, you may not have ever heard of
that. I haven't ever heard of that, because I thought when you're taking the hormones and stuff, your voice already deepens.
Your voice can, but it's not going to actually be lesser. So like if you are male, for example, and you want to have a higher pitched voice, the hormones themselves are not going to decrease or change the pitch of your voice significantly. So what happens with these people? They want to actually make their voice sound more feminine. They do what's called a vocal shaving. It sounds grotesque.
It does.
This one calls it voice feminization surgery. So this would be a male that wants to have a more female, higher pitched voice sound. And so they go through surgery to change the vocal cord, the vocal box, so that the sound coming out is a higher rather than a lower pitch. So it's more feminine sounding as opposed to masculine sounding. It is unbelievable, all the different kinds of things. There's electrolysis, which is removal of hair, laser hair removal. There's vocal training. Vocal training is where you want to train your voice, obviously. Could be in combination with this voice feminization or this vocal shaving process, where you train your voice to be higher or lower in volume. It is unbelievable.
It is. And, you know, there's this report list 11 hospital systems that have accounted for 48.7% of this mutilation. This is astounding.
Yeah, that includes Cedars Sinai, Mount Sinai, Kaiser Permanente, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, and Johns Hopkins, among others. But there's 11 that account for almost half of all of these market shares. The report also identifies Pfizer, AbbVie, Endo International, Novartis, and Lilly as the top five companies providing hormones and puberty blockers.
And don't forget that Planned Parenthood, they not only do abortions now, but they've become the nation's second largest network for gender mutilation since it entered the market in 2016. So they're going to find a way to make money.
Yeah, so while the abortion giant raked in a record number of profits with abortions in 2024-2025, primarily through the chemical abortions, reporting up to 8% from 2023 of 2024. The company also saw, listen to this, a staggering 40% spike in gender services. According to a report by the Concerned Women for America Legislative Action Committee, Planned Parenthood's gender intervention skyrocketed by 544% in 2022 and continues to rise, with many of these services involving teenagers. So, you know, in Planned Parenthood's situation, if they can't kill the child in the womb, where they make a lot of their money, most of their money, that's their core moneymaker.
And they hope to get repeat children. Customers in that one too. So.
Then if the child survives that targeted abortion, then they're actually killing them while they're alive. They're sterilizing them. That's what puberty blockers does, and opposite sex hormones. And then removing their God-designed organs and trying to come up with something fake. The whole premise of this crazy, demonic, dark movement is that God made a mistake. God
right.
put somebody in the wrong body. It'd be like, say, for example, comparing Volkswagen versus a Chevy. You're on the assembly line, and you have a Chevy chassis, and you have a Chevy engine. But somebody shipped in a Volkswagen engine, And now you pick up the Volkswagen engine and you pop it into a Chevy. And the idea is, oh, well, we made a mistake. So instead of taking the engine out and putting in the right engine, you go through all this modification to the body to match the engine that was put in by mistake. The idea here is that God made a mistake, and so we're going to fix it. Mm-hmm. We're going to create ourselves in our own image, and so we're going to mutilate the body to match the mental illness that you have.
And make a lot of money while we're doing it.
And make a lot of money and kill people and harm people and sterilize people. No, what you need to do is counseling, and only through the Lord Jesus Christ can you be changed and made into a new creation. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.